Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, April 3rd. I'm Megan Lynch. With more rain on the way, who's keeping an eye on the rivers?
And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is keeping watch in case they're needed. Public Affairs Specialist George Stringham says they're watching three rivers in particular other than the Mississippi. One of them is in Jefferson County.
That being the Merrimack River, which flows northeast and empties into the Mississippi at Arnold.
He says the other two are the St. Francis River and the Kaskaskia River in Illinois. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A tornado with peak winds estimated at 115 miles per hour touched down yesterday in western Cooper County, carving a 6.3-mile path through the town of Pilot Grove and surrounding rural areas. One person was killed in strong storms in Cape Girardeau last night. Missouri State Highway Patrol confirms a tornado did touch down in Potosi yesterday afternoon.
And while troopers report there were only minor injuries and no human fatalities, several horses and cattle were reported missing. Bob Sansusi tells Fox 2 he knew it was a tornado by the sound.
And it jumped over the house. Luckily.
The Highway Patrol reports the tornado was 6 miles northwest of Potosi, and as it roared through, it destroyed homes, flipped heavy equipment, threw vehicles around like they were toys, and flattened other structures. We have pictures at KMOX.com. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri's preliminary damage assessment's expected to be finished this week for tornadoes that nailed 27 counties March 14th. Rolla City Administrator John Butts tells Missouri Net, by the end of the first week, more than 4,000 volunteers helped his southern Missouri town.
It's been quite incredible to witness this recovery. We were inundated with people wanting to help immediately on Saturday. I mean, all through the night, people were just kind of using chainsaws and cutting these paths open on roads. If it weren't for those volunteers working alongside our public works crews, we would have not been able to open up those roads and be able to get the infrastructure to begin repair.
The night of tornadoes killed at least 12 people in Missouri. Happening overnight, a flash fire injured two St. Louis City firefighters. Fox 2 says they were treated for burns, but their injuries are considered minor. Two floors of the Clinton Peabody Public Housing Complex had flames showing in the 8 o'clock hour. Captain Garen Mosby tells Fox 2.
Fire doesn't have to spread by fire-on-fire contact, right? If you have fire in the rear of a building and the heat, the gases or whatnot within the building or the temperatures are high enough, it can ignite or go into flames. And that's what we had here.
The cause still under investigation. A bicyclist has died after being hit by four vehicles in South St. Louis. He was hit while riding his bike on Gravoy near Bamberger Tuesday night just before 8. The crash caused the cyclist to land in the westbound lanes of Gravoy, where he was hit by three other vehicles. Only two drivers stayed on the scene. Data shows crime is down in the first quarter of 2025 compared to each of the last 4 years. Asked about that data on a per capita basis, St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy says the population decline over the last 4 years has been marginal compared to the drop in crime.
Isn't it promising to see under the same per capita of the last 4 years that you're seeing the population and crime starting to go down?
Compared to 2021, the population has declined from 293,000 to 279,000, roughly a 4.5% drop. Nearly all violent crime from the first 3 months of 2025 dropped by a greater margin compared to the first quarter in each of the last 4 years. California Senator Adam Schiff blocking President Trump's nomination of Ed Martin as U.S. Attorney for D.C. Schiff accused Martin of abusing his office, calling him unfit for the role. Martin has also made controversial social media posts vowing to pursue opponents to the end of the earth. Martin's nomination must get through the Senate Judiciary Committee before it can reach the full Senate for confirmation. AlphaGal is an allergy transmitted from some types of ticks. It makes a person allergic to meat. Alec Cox reports on the first committee hearing of a bill aiming to track its transmission.
Representative Matthew Overcast, a Republican from Ava, has 5 children. 3 of them have AlphaGal. He presented a bill that adds AlphaGal to a list of diseases that must be reported to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Overcast says he has to be vigilant with food and medication for his children.
Dad doesn't make it. It doesn't get done.
Some members of the House Health and Mental Health Committee raised issues with the logistics of the bill. A 2023 study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds Missouri is one of the states with the highest number of cases of AlphaGal in the country.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.